the Canadian Bitcoiners podcast is just two guys and maybe a guest or two discussing Bitcoin, Bitcoin equities, and the related macroeconomic space. It's not meant to be financial advice, so please, if you're doing any investing after listening to our program, do your own research, do your own due diligence, and understand that any money you invest can be lost. The show is meant for entertainment purposes only, and we hope you enjoy the program. Good job. Don't forget,
after show, we have sponsors. Just really brief.
We do. Yeah. Thank you again to the sponsors, because we do release this separately now. EasyDNS, the best, and Bull Bitcoin, also the best. I'm not going to do the full read. We're not going to do that.
We'll just acknowledge the fact that they sponsor us.
I wouldn't do that to you guys. I can hear my wife stomping around upstairs. She just got back from dropping off a load of shit. I needed a second pair of channel locks to take apart my squat rack, because I was spinning the bolt and the nut anytime I tried to disconnect it, and I don't have a second pair. But anyway, yeah, the I don't know, like even before the show today, or I shouldn't say before the show, it was in the afternoon, like when I was working, I just had like music playing instead of a podcast, and I was just in a better mood. I wasn't worried about like anything. I wasn't thinking about, oh my God, this is so stupid. I it's funny talking to my family. We had dinner yesterday because, like I said, I had some family over here from the west side of the country. And, talking to them, you get enough current events, and like, you know this all too well. At an Italian lunch, an Italian 2 o'clock lunch, there's a lot of yelling, a lot of passion. So I got my fill yesterday. Rand is in the chat asking me, has it sold? If you're talking about my house, then yeah, my house sold the day we put it up. So it's
I've been doing a lot of audiobooks. That's the one that's been my time. Nice. I like that.
And do you have a free source for audiobooks?
I don't want to say.
What about the library? Does the library have those?
I think they do. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy with what I have in terms of this and that. So yeah, I'll leave it at that. So, the one I've started, you reminded me of it, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman. That's the one I just started recently. And it's an interesting, it goes to show you how fucked up the world is and the United States, that their empire grew on the back of getting other countries in debt, and with the sole intention of keeping them in debt forever.
Obviously.
The way it's framed in the book, it's magnificent, and it goes to show you how corrupt it is, and the weaponization of the U.S. dollar, and how easy it is to get people hooked on it. And then once they are hooked, then you have them forever, and then controlling their UN vote and controlling who's in power, how they're going to be dealing with resources, and it's fucked up. And the U.S. empire grew as a result of this. Now, this is all speculative based on the book. I'm not saying this is, so don't come after me.
He doesn't sound credible on the PBD episode. He sounds like he's kind of, making stuff up a little bit. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. My sort of sixth sense tingles a bit when I talk to him, or when I hear him speaking, but I don't know.
I like it. I so far the book, I'm enjoying it. And again, like I say, it's the book itself is saying it. I can't say for certain it's the reality. He does mention that his sources, he cites them all in the end, and this is all recent stuff that has been recently declassified or people written about. So he does go to great lengths to show how he came to these stories and the reality of it, and he's trying to back them up with a lot of evidence. So I'll give him credit there, but it's a fun story. But I think there is at least some truth, maybe a lot of truth, to the fact that United States, like the IMF, the World Bank, the Bank of International Settlements, they're out there to try to fuck over countries as much as possible.
For
and
sure
in
are.
The process, make the United States empire grow. And yeah, it's a good story.
Now is that the U.S. has no control over the broad commodity market, right? Like I was listening to a Nas on Marty's show. What was that last week, I guess? And he raised a lot of good points. I always like listening to Anas Al-Haji, although I don't agree with everything he predicts. It is interesting to see that the U.S. really has just let their lead disappear over the last two decades, just based on commodities. Boomer in the chat, eyes wide open on YouTube. Great channel for Cold War.
I'm just adding this right now to my to my subscribe list. Thank you for the additions.
I gotta check that out. I'm looking at, when you were talking about real estate, I pulled up this, I just went to Kijiji in Hamilton. You can, right now you can rent a 4-bedroom home on Hamilton East Mountain. What street is this on? Does it say what street it's on? Let's see.
Hold on. I want to guess the price.
Yeah. Well, I want to tell you what street it's on. Close to Mohawk College, the hospital and the mall. So it's probably, not far from, I don't know, Gage, maybe Gage, Fennel, probably Fennel-ish. Looks like Fennel.
I'll guess 4,800 or my low.
Your high, 4-bedroom. How many? But 4-bedroom, 2.5 bathroom is 3,500.
Wow! Wow!
Is that good? I don't think that's that good.
I mean,
not in that area. That's for sure.
I don't know. I guess I was way off, but yeah, that's after tax dollars too, and so somehow, I mean, that's a big house. You would just expect that two people working or maybe even two families could come into that. That could be another option. Is that, you know what? There are certain segments of the population, especially the immigrant population, that they work together, that they all live in the same house. They all pay together and they pay off that one mortgage and they go to the next one and then they do the same thing. And so through that, through this community effort, they're able to build wealth. And instead of paying interest, they're paying more than the principal. And then they go from buy house to house to house. And at the end of it, they have several houses under their names. And that's a really good method of accumulating wealth. But you have to trust the people you're working with. And you have to have, obviously, some people's going to live in the basement. Some people are going to be living upstairs. Yeah,
some kind of agreement there.
Yeah, yeah. But that's done in a, I don't want to paint one community with the same brush, but there is a sizable segment of the immigrant population that does that.
I think that's true. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. Yeah, most of these places looking for one female McMaster student on Lock Street. Renovated 6 rooms and bathrooms, all on ground, available for occupancy now. So this is one room, I guess. So let me look at these pictures. Yeah, it looks like one room with a shared common space and maybe shared bathroom. That's going to cost you $1,000 a month. That's on Napier, which is not, it's okay, but it's kind of ritzy down there. Yeah, this is like insane. I haven't looked at this in a long time. This is actually nuts. I wonder what it costs to rent near Mac, right? Because Mac would be the one where there's the most demand.
So Tom and Nick, they have a lot of experience with homes in that neck of the woods. They would be able to give you some insight. And apparently it's shot up tremendously in terms of the rent, the amount of rent you could collect over there. Slumlording is the key. You know, fit as many people as possible in the same unit, beat the fucking unit up to death. But who cares? You're collecting 6-7 rooms of rent, and that's not a bad gig until you get rug pulled and then you it gets taken for you because of eminent domain or whatever. Fuck. It's like, oh, you lost your investment.
Yeah, RIP. Exactly. I think, especially because the government now is like wading into these like dangerous, you know, I'm going to tell you how many rooms in your house you're allowed to keep vacant. Like, excuse me? I don't think so, man. I'm not into that at all.
That's scary.
It's nuts. Happens, they're floating it, right?
Well, BC, how far advanced did they get with this type of talk? Was it legislated or it's still kind of being thrown around out there? Is that what I'm getting? And is it strictly just BC or maybe using like more narrow? Is it like a municipality that's doing it?
That's a good question. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I know you were talking about it and that kind of shit was scary. And actually, I was talking to a friend about it. They heard it as well. So it's not like.
No, it's all over the place. It's all over the place. Here's another one. What's this? This one is in Rental West Village. I don't know where that is. View map. Let's see. Where is it?
I know, it's in Toronto.
Right by Grain and Grit. Okay, so this is like off Main Street. This is close to Mac. This place is how much? Female only. So everyone's only looking for girls too because guys will fucking destroy the place drinking beers.
He really wants to expand his social lifestyle and
yeah, maybe
good for him if that's the case. Or maybe
this place is $1,155 per month, and it's one room. Utilities not included. Wi-Fi not included. No parking. 1 year agreement.
I know in Toronto, a 2-bedroom in downtown is north of 4,000, and a one bedroom is north of 3,000. So it's very.
Oh, this is all shared. This is all shared laundry too. Eh? Holy fuck! What a jip! You gotta be kidding me, man. This is nuts.
How do you get by if you're like, if you're just coming out of school, or if you just, you know, for whatever reason, with circumstances, if you have a job that just doesn't pay a lot, you know, you're kind of going to be stuck in that environment where you're not going to get paid a lot. Yeah. I don't know how you get by. The sacrifices you probably have made to keep your head above water for the past few years, it's going to be immense, and it's going to get even worse moving forward. Because wages, they don't keep up with the 38% increase that you quoted earlier from the banks. So that's the reality of it. I mean, you look at the price of homes in the past few years, how much they've gone up. That's a true reflection of how far the Canadian dollar has fallen in the past little while. The price of gas or diesel in the past 3-4 years, how much has it gone up? And that's another reflection of how much the Canadian dollar has fallen. It's not the 2.8% and 3.3% that's being bantied around by Stats Canada. Those are fudge numbers.
This is actually crazy here. I'm looking at this calculator. So I misquoted Blair. The basket of goods that cost $100 in the year 2000, you know what it costs in the year 2023?
$165.
That is nuts. 60. That's insane, Len. That is actually completely insane. I can't believe that. They just throw it up there. Annual rate of inflation, 2%. Okay, buddy. That's great. I love it.
Yeah. So that's why when you get these numbers, it's always take it with a grain of salt. Or in reality, in one year and out the other, there's a reason why the numbers are low. One, it appeases the population and they don't go nuts. But another thing too is there are some things that are impacted by a higher CPI. Like the military gets paid based on that, like shit like that.
CPP
and old age security and all this stuff. So by artificially keeping it low and it's not reflecting what the reality is, your expenses don't go up, and unfortunately people suffer in the end, but then you're able to stretch, at least in the government's eyes, they're able to stretch their dollars further. But that's a different way of looking at it. That's, I don't think there's a bright way of looking to say this. It's a good thing.
It's absolutely insane. Okay. I got to go. I have to do a bunch more shit before Thursday. So that's it for tonight, boys and girls. Thanks for coming. Busy chat tonight, busy stream, which we appreciate. Your support is always the best part of coming to the show. We're going to see you guys tomorrow, Wednesday, and Friday for Access VZ. So stick around, stay tuned, and we'll talk to you when we talk to you.
Yeah, take care, PV, and don't be a cock.
Good job.